Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Start bragging about all the people talking about Roller Town. I was looking at the food truck lineup this weekend. All right, I'm really excited about this. So I hope I'm not butchering this sweet lady's name, but we have a brand new food truck, and they're doing their grand opening at our tap room on Friday.
Oh.
And they're bringing out tacos, burritos, tortas, and elotes.
Oh, yeah.
And
elotes. And it is Marilena's Kitchen. I hope I'm saying your name right, Marilena. Marilena's Kitchen. This is their grand launch, and they're choosing to do it at Roller Town. That's very exciting. Sunday, Ben Sergeant Sully's Smoked Meats are going to be there bringing that meat game. And then on Saturday, you and I have always been big fans the times we've had Mueller's Wagyu beef out there with their smash burgers and their nachos and all that good grub. So we got great food trucks all weekend, and that's important because it's Oktoberfest continuing out at our brewery, and so we have that great Oktoberfest lager that Drowning Pool was putting on their social media account. That beer's been a big hit, and I love that Drowning Pool is supporting us. And then we saw a really nice surprise last night on Instagram, didn't we, Ben?
Yeah, it was incredible because all of a sudden we got notified that Steve Nash was posting about Roller Town on his Instagram story.
So great.
And so he posted a picture of Dirk holding up Roller Town, and you know, it says the big German, and it has the copy or the point, the tagline that Skin came up with, which is minimal hops, smooth finish. Just like Dirk, the beer has minimal hops and a smooth finish. The big German does. And so Steve Nash circled that minimum hops, smooth finish with a big picture of Dirk.
Smiling real big.
And then he put Roller Town beer on there. He copied us. And
Steve Nash is following Roller Town on Instagram now.
It's so great. Well, you were talking to him about breweries in Brooklyn and stuff. And we talked to him about the Big German all weekend. He said whenever he's in town, he plays Dirk in tennis at Dirk's house. And of course, we try to keep Dirk stocked on his beer, the Big German, and he said, I always reach in there and grab a Big German from Dirk's fridge.
Pretty great. So why don't you guys do what Drowning Pool and Steve Nash are doing and drink Roller Town beer? And then when you do it, put it on your social media, man. Post that stuff, right? Tag us. We love it. It makes us feel really good. And we've got a couple of big things because we're now serving wine at the brewery, thanks to our friends at Eden Hill Winery. That's great. It's a great place to watch football all weekend long. And we have a social media merch discount going on. So here's what you need to do. If you're doing if you post a photo to your social media channel wearing a Roller Town hat or a shirt, tag us, show our bartenders your posts, and we'll hook you up with a 20% off discount on full price merch Friday through Sunday when you come out to the tap room.
Wow.
So there you go. All you got to do is post yourself with Roller Town merch on your social media account. Show the bartender 20% off on all full price merch all weekend long. Roller Town Beer Works in Salina, Texas. But right now, it's time for this.
On this day in history, throughout time, magical things have happened. Here to prove it is the only radio show with the courage to look history dead in the motherfucking eye. It's time to play the Today Game.
It's a game that's happening today. Let's go.
Take it away, you jack wagons.
Roller Town Beer Works in sweet, sweet Salina, Texas presents the Today Game for today, September the 27th, 2022. And let's start with Gwyneth Paltrow, who's 50. Coming up next, exploding vag candles.
What?
Okay.
I reject his decision to do this.
Why?
Because she wasn't in the picture when they did that song.
Such a technicality.
What songs did he write?
I think he wrote it about her.
No, they weren't hooked up yet. That's when she got interested, when they had a hit and all the music critics said, oh, it's the new Radiohead. She was like, oh, I'm going to put my claws in that. And then he was like, nah, we're just going to make songs based on Kraftwerk songs. So, but they still, they cranked out some kids together.
Yeah, Moses and Apple.
Apple, right? But that song, they weren't hooked up yet.
You said the name Apple like it was a weird name. And Moses. I'll have you know, I almost named, oh, that one too is weird. And I, Moses Malone normalized that for me.
Fo.
But what I would say to you is I almost named my kids Bear and Cotton.
You should have done Bear.
I was
Cotton would have been bad.
Why?
I was going to have...
Maybe it would have been good.
I was going to have twins and give them one name. It was going to be Tag Team.
They're going to be a wrestling
team.
Back again.
Oh, okay.
I like the sound of Cotton Rogers now stepping up to the plate.
Does sound like either a farmer or a sports player.
So your wives both picked your kids' names. Is that what you're saying?
No. I named both of my kids.
Okay.
I talked my wife into and out of the name we almost named our daughter Grace. We were going to name her Farah.
Ah.
And I got her excited about the name Farah, and then I started panicking about the name, and I talked her out of it.
Then you realized you were excited about Farah for...
Yeah, I talked her into it and out of it. I figured she might end up driving an Eagle Talon and being a stripper.
Farrah's like, hey, it's the name of a sex symbol in the 70s. Maybe we won't do that.
You're like, yeah, I love the way her nip poked out in that one poster. Oh, wait a minute. No.
Did y'all have other names? Like, did y'all's parents ever tell you like alternate names for you?
I was going to be Pooh Bag.
That would have been appropriate.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh Bag.
I have the weird thing of my name is John Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother's name is Jonathan Christian. So we have a John and a Jonathan in close proximity.
And then your oldest brother is Tony John Tony. Tony John Tony, get out of here right now. Look at this report card, Tony John Tony.
I love the idea of just working in extra first names. Come down here, Steve Phil.
Steve Phil.
Steve Phil.
That flows.
Art.
Hey, man, let's not bring up friends.
Yeah.
Guys, almost named one of my kids Meatloaf. The actual Meatloaf would have been 75.
What the f*** do you want? I'm John Beckwith. I'm friends with Jeremy Gray.
Why didn't you say so?
Come here, brother. Give me a hug. Bring it in for the real thing.
Is this your place?
No, I live with my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hungry? Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
Chaz, I think I'm okay. I had a bite right before I came over. Thank you.
You sure? You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes. I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing back there.
I love the guy the whole time. He's just doing that stupid hand weight to make his hand stronger.
Is that what Dax is using right now?
Yes.
Are you going to see the Frederick Brothers rock out? And by the Frederick Brothers, I mean Travis and Colin.
Yeah.
Put on some Meatloaf or some Weird Al.
Dude.
they love Meatloaf.
I told y'all we went and met my wife's Swedish half-sister, you know, that she didn't know she had until 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're about a decade older than us. And they listen to, like, Meatloaf and, you know, what's her name? Bonnie Tyler. They listen to stuff like that. Like,
that's wild.
It's so wild. It's like, y'all are into this. Okay. I guess we'll put it on.
I guess we'll kind of judge you. But
I would rather eat meatloaf than talk or listen to meatloaf talk about meatloaf.
I don't disagree with that. Did your mom make meatloaf?
Yeah. My wife makes it too.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of like an old school thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's about to say some negative stuff about his wife's cooking. Here's Ben.
No. She's typically, she doesn't make my meatloaf.
What do you mean she doesn't make it?
She browns it.
Don't do a victory.
You were saying
thing.
Loaf like,
woo-hoo!
Make you be tired. Like, hey, man, stop loafing.
Don't let your meatloaf.
He was loafing at practice, so we had to put him on the bench.
That guy's throbbing over there.
It's loafing. National Chocolate Milk Day.
Chocolate milk.
Drink milk.
Chocolate milk.
It's just so good.
Milk.
Chocolate milk.
Milk was a bad choice.
Milk.
He changed it.
I feel like that would be even more enjoyable if you're experiencing acid.
Oh, I love
right,
acid.
Let's take some acid real quick.
One, let's two, microdose three. LSD.
Chocolate milk.
Whoa.
So weird. Little Wayne is 40.
Oh.
What is this song about?
Suckers.
Candy.
It's like, yeah, 50 Cent and his candy shop song.
Oh.
What's that about?
He's hungry.
Yeah, they went to the candy shop.
What was that?
I don't know.
Guys, Avril Lavigne is 38.
Now, do you see her horrible sexting messages?
Really?
Yeah, there's a big story, the whole Lavigne.
No, don't mix her up with
different
that. I
one,
love Avril.
Idiot.
And I'm so glad she's back out there. I don't really like the music she's putting out now, but she's still great.
She's
and
with
I
Nickelback
her on Instagram
now, right?
And she's...
She's been with Chad Kroeger for a long time, even though he spells it Kruger.
They got a hell of a grocery store chain, and yeah. They're under fire right now.
Why?
About H-E-B here.
Oh, yes. I, driving back from the Austin today, I saw something called an H-E-B Plus. And I was like, what's that?
I need to go stand in line there.
Yeah. What is that? I rolled did her thing.
What? What a give
She's
up thing
She's still doing
to say.
Her thing. She's still doing... Good.
He added nothing to that commentary. Avril still doing her thing.
I said she did her thing.
She did a Shania Twain tribute when they like
see, that's
the
not
CMAs or whatever, but it was awesome.
She portrayed herself as punk ass bitch. Like that's what I am, skater boy,
she
and I'm
inspired
skater
a lot
girl,
of us.
And I'm like getting tattoos. I'm kind of gothic. I'm a little emo, and then she's doing Shania Twain things.
Okay, this is
she's
great.
The opposite of what she made herself out to be.
Yeah, how dare that teenager not stay that teenager for the rest of her life?
Right?
I can't believe the 17-year-old evolved. I'm furious.
I agree.
I wanted to be just like her when I was a kid.
I still do.
I love her.
You're too tall, though.
I got to get my first tattoo.
That's true. I'm
too
tall.
Yep.
What are you going to get?
I'm open. I mean, I'm selling spot on my forearm.
That
so
should be
the highest,
bet payoff.
Highest yeah. bidder.
We have to buy Ben a tattoo on his forearm?
Yeah. Or we get like to pick that. It at least.
No.
Yeah. That would be the worst bet you could ever make. Let somebody choose your tattoo.
Tattoo of a needle?
Yeah. I was thinking Ben just puts pornhub.com on his forearm.
I'll just put my password so I don't forget it. Guys, Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down is 45.
Fellas, it's
Brad Arnold.
I don't understand.
So good. I can't believe.
So this is the band from this time period with a number and a bang after it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yes.
I didn't know.
Who are the other bands with numbers and then a name?
I'm good.
No, who are the other names?
Just one.
Just give us a few. From back then.
From into my Matchbox 20?
No, they're a name and then a number.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
They Blink. Spelled it out, though.
You Blink, said a number
and a
name.
Talking about Blink 182?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said number and a name.
69 Boys?
Some 41?
No, number than a name.
He wants it to have to be this way because he thinks Three Doors Down is different from Some 41.
3-6 Mafia.
311 team.
Oh, I'm not going to bat for Three Doors Down. I didn't like them.
How about
I like that
third?
I
only played that because the guy's name was Brian
that
Arnold.
That song is great.
That's great. Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind is 59.
Hold on. Hold on. That was a setup. That was a setup.
It all makes sense now.
You're trying so hard to get us to say Third Eye Blind.
So he can just play it.
You know, interesting fact about Stephen Jenkins.
How interesting.
Is
you know what? I'd rather not hear it.
Well, A, he'll show up late on you. B, narcolepsy.
Oh.
Narcolepsy guy.
I feel like it's like if you're going to force that on someone, you should say, do you guys mind if I smoke a cigarette? You should be able to say, no, I don't want that fact. Whatever it is, I don't want to know it.
Now, I will go to bat for the hits of Third Eye Blind. I won't go to bat for the Three Doors Down, but I go to
what's
bat.
What's the difference?
What do you mean, what's the difference?
Aren't they the same band?
No.
No.
Everybody shut up. Wilford Brimley would have been 88.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes. It hurts me to pee, and it causes me to be short with my family. I can't sleep at night.
This message brought to you by the National Diabetes Association.
What a reduction. If Wilford Brimley's family is driving around in a car right now, they just rented a Hertz from Love Field, and they're out there driving. Let's see what's on the local radio waves. And they tune in, and they hear you reduce his incredible career down to that.
Wait.
I hope they drive off the road.
There is a Mr. Show sketch, and I think it's Odenkirk doing Wilford Brimley, and he's in his kitchen, he's doing a commercial, and then he looks out the window and he starts yelling at kids out the window.
That's so good.
Can't believe you reduced that great man to that. Did you ever see Cocoon?
Yes.
With Steve Guttenberg.
The thing that, oh, and what a great actor he was. The thing that I loved about Wilford Brimley is I so wanted him to keep that managerial job, and I needed Robert Redford to go get that last home run as he was bleeding out his abdomen so he wouldn't lose the team.
There was the period in his career where he really had it out for Tom Cruise, though, and he was trying to hurt Tom Cruise when he worked at that firm.
Oh.
Which movie?
Pelican Brief.
Risky Business?
The Firm.
Ah!
The Firm.
Good band.
Thank you. Guys, Stephen Jenkins. Nope, we already did him. Guys. Shallow from A Star Is Born, the soundtrack, was released on this day in 2018.
Hey. I just want to take another look at you.
Yeah.
Man, I don't understand why you're so caught up on that.
Hey.
That's all he says the whole time.
I always wanted to do a parody of that song for Roy White when he was on Sean and RJ.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me something, Roy. Are you happy on that morning show? Or do you need more? Is there something that you're searching for? Troy Hughes sucks. I didn't really write the rest of it in.
Man, Troy had some interesting commentary on Twitter yesterday. I couldn't quite
figure that one out.
Yeah.
Guys, let's see. Randy Bachman is 80.
Bell. It's actually on beat this time. It's weird.
Yeah, it's what happens when real musicians do it.
Oh, no. This song got weird. All right.
It's usually the point when I walk out into the train track and just stand there waiting for the end.
So what was his band called?
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, so that was with your grandpa.
No.
BTO.
Bachman and Turner.
Do they sing Taking Care of Business? Taking Care of Business.
Does that sound like something they would do, doesn't it?
I think it's them.
Yeah.
Are you looking it up, K-Ray?
I am.
Guys, The Tonight Show premiered on this day in 1954.
Hosting The Tonight Show has been the fulfillment of a lifelong dream for me. And I just want to say to the kids out there watching, you can do anything you want in life. Yeah. Yeah, unless Jay Leno wants to do it, too.
That is so good.
So good. Did you guys need to clean up any of those?
Did we get the Bachman-Turner Overdrive hits?
We got Taking Care of Business.
There it is.
There you go. You ain't seen nothing yet. Let it ride.
That's not nothing.
I do like this song.
Yeah, because it's great.
It's pretty great.
It's Third Eye Blind. And if it's a band that has a number in front of words, you're usually pretty good. 3-6 Mafia, Third Eye Blind.
Kevin, stand down.
Thank you, Ben.
Coming up next, the internet reacts to Mavs Media Day, and Kavanaugh calls in.
What?
That's next on 97.1 The Eagle.